Welcome to Blue Collar Poetry. My name is Kevin Carroll. I am your host, an ordinary blue collar guy here to bring you some inspiration from different types of writing, from novels to short stories, poetry, music lyrics, and anything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the inspiration. So today I bring to you a quote that I probably came up with, probably when I was in my early teens. It was one that has stuck with me. And while it's a specific, it's a very specific quote, but I can tell you how that can translate to different things in your own life. So the quote goes like this, poet at heart, writer in mind, life in hand. So the obvious part of that is basically it's a collective of myself. Writer in hand is the obvious, writing out words and stuff like that. Poet, I always have felt that I'm a poet at heart and a writer as well. Mainly has been poetry, but a writer nonetheless. So how this equates to something you could relate to is something that you love wholeheartedly. So let's say you love painting. It's obviously not going to be necessarily the same things. It could be, something along the lines of a creative mind, a painter's heart, and brushing strokes of life. Whatever. You could create your own thing. But the whole idea is that it's an all-encompassing thing. Whatever this thing is that you love is all-encompassing. It is deeply intertwined with you as an individual. And so I would say that, by doing these things consistently, by drawing or writing or, computer programming, whatever you're passionate about, that's so deeply entwined to you that I guarantee you that it doesn't matter where you are. You could be at a cafe or whatever, and you pull this thing out, whatever it is that you truly enjoy, and you start doing it, you feel exponentially better. You feel more connected to whatever you're doing. You're able to focus a greater amount of energy on this thing because it's something that's deeply ingrained in you, and it's something that brings you joy. And sometimes it could be a stress reliever as well. It could be all these different things that are bundled into this package. And so I would also tell you that with that, don't lose focus on that. Make that consistently a part of your life, make it a part of your self-care, if you will. Writing is a part of my self-care. I just started journaling more consistently recently, but it's still writing. That's still something that I'm passionate about, and so I do it because it brings me a greater level of joy. And so don't ever let something go that you are passionate about, that you love doing. And it could be anything. It could be being a volunteer. You could be passionate about volunteering and helping people, animals, whatever have you. But that's something you're passionate about. Don't let that go because that's a deep part of you. You may not necessarily recognize it, but I can promise you that it's something that's deeply intertwined in the fabric of who you are. And so you want to foster that. You want to nurture that. Hopefully anything I've said triggers something with you. Hopefully, if anything, that consistency and just not letting something go, especially that you're passionate about, is huge. I appreciate you listening to my podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, please let me know so I can try to add them in or maybe modify how I do my podcast. But again, I appreciate your time and appreciate you listening, and I hope you have an inspired day. Oh, and one last thing. This is my 50th episode, which I'm actually kind of excited about. Again, I appreciate you listening. And have an inspired day.